I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio this Sunday morning. I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. So I just want to thank you so much if you've been listening to the radio show. We've been going for several months now, and hopefully you're getting a good idea of what I've Decided is all about and our mission to encourage people to come on board with us and live a life decided. But if this is your first time tuning in, you may be wondering, what is I've Decided? Well, essentially, it is about you. It's about you having a goal or a dream in your heart, but you need the resources to help make it come to fruition. And I've Decided is your platform for transformation and success. So what is it that you want to do? Well, maybe you want to get healthy. So maybe you're thinking 2017 is your year to get healthy, and we have so many options for you as resources to do that. But today we are going to be talking about one of our newest resources. We just had our first year last year with our I've Decided to Ride program, and we are so excited that it went well, and we are going to be able to provide that again in 2017. And so our expert cycling coach, Heather Fitsenko, is our guest today, and she's just going to be helping us understand the program and why, you know, would you want to ride as your exercise and getting out on the trails that we have in Central Illinois, and the fun behind riding. And then also my guest today is Tom Trotter. And he actually runs all the Hardys in the Tri-County area. And he's my special guest today because we met at the first conference that we had back in, I guess that would have been 2015, our first conference. We're about to have our third motivational conference. And he did a program to help his employees get fit. And then last year he came back and actually became one of our sponsors for the I've Decided to Ride. And had his whole 15 of his team members participate with us, and just an amazing success story that we're going to hear about today. So I am super excited about my guest. So Heather, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Good morning.
All right. Awesome. Well, Heather, let's start with you, okay? Because you and I met a couple of years ago at Women in Leadership, and we just, I had a dream to learn from you and learn how to cycle and ride and get out on the trails and do something different. I'm a runner, and so I just wanted to do something different. And what I didn't know at the time was you had a little dream in your heart to maybe do some coaching and to help encourage people to learn to ride and to take up the sport of cycling. And then we kind of figured that out, and help us understand where your heart is with that and why you want to inspire and encourage people to learn how to ride and get back outside and take up the sport.
Well, I think that my passion for cycling and living just overflows. And so I love people and talking with them. And when you bring up cycling, I have plenty to say and enjoy talking about it. And so people ask me to help them ride, to encourage them. I'm an encourager too, so to encourage them to ride. And when the opportunity came, it just felt like a natural thing for me to do, to teach and encourage and help people learn to enjoy the world on two wheels like I do.
And it's funny because we say learn, because you think, I know how to ride a bike. You know, that's what I thought. I was like, I can ride a bike. I rode a bike when I was a kid. But it's a little bit different. I learned when you go and you get on a trail bike or a street bike, doesn't have the brake on the handle that you're used to when you're a kid. The pedals go backwards and forward, and you can clip your feet in on certain bikes. Mm-hmm. So there are things that you need to learn if you want to safely get out on the trails.
Well, we do teach about safety, and we do teach about comfort so that you can ride more than just around the block. One thing I often hear people say is how uncomfortable it is, and, oh, I don't know how you ride that far. I can't ride through my neighborhood without being tired. Well, a lot of that is the fit of the bike, having the tires properly aired, and personal fitness and your posture and having your seat adjusted right. So those mechanical things we teach. Also safety. A lot of people are intimidated by riding where cars are, or if the pavement is wet, or just there's a lot of intimidation with it. So we talk about bike safety and just learning to enjoy it. There's also your own, you can go so far on your own in anything. And then at that point, you need a push to get to grow. You need a push. And so being a part of this program, myself, my other volunteers that help out, and then the other people who participate are going to help push you to go beyond what you could do on your own.
To go a little bit further.
Yeah.
And I love it because we do 2 bike clinics. That's mm-hmm. included in the training program. And that's inside training where we actually learn how to pump up a tire.
Change a tire.
Mm-hmm. And the air pressure, which I fought against for like a long time till I finally learned how to do it on my own. Because one day you were like, you have to do it. And you made me do it.
I did.
So now I actually know how to pump up my own tires. And my husband's thankful for that. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have to do it anymore. So that's great. And, but then the cool thing is too, is that just getting out there and doing that training on the trail and going a little bit further and taking it in baby steps. So I think when we first started, we did maybe what?
3 to 5
mm-hmm. miles. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but that was a good step for a first time.
For a lot of people, it was.
Riders. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was. I remember that. And then we just gradually build up. Until our goal is to be able to ride 20, 30, or 40 miles. And we do this training gradually building up over a 10-week period. And you have that accountability and you're leading us and guiding us. And it's awesome. And so,
a little drill sergeant in there, but just
a little drill sergeant. A little drill sergeant. Well, we'll hear. So, Tom, why don't you chime right on in here and let's start talking to Tom. And again, Tom runs the Hardys in the Tri-County area. And I'm just so impressed by his willingness to give back to our community, what he does with his employees. And I just thought the success story of Tom and this bike program would really, if you're listening, would really encourage you to think about registering for this motivational conference, coming and learning about the ride, meeting Heather, the coach, and taking that leap of faith, that first step into doing something positive for your health. And I thought Tom's story was very inspiring. So, Tom, thank you so much for being here today and sharing. So why don't you help the listeners understand what your experience was. And I know you and your wife, Laurie, did this together along with a lot of your team members. And so just help us understand that experience and overcoming some of those fears that you guys may have had in the beginning.
Sure, you bet. Well, this year with the I've Decided to Ride, we were coming off a year where we had sponsored our first 5K and out in Chillicothe after our 2015 conference. We had set some goals as a leadership team to, you know, lose weight, to we incentivize them to go to the doctor, get their checkup. We volunteered to pay their gym membership for a quarter while they were training and built some extra incentives. That was the first year in 2015. And then last year at your success gala, it seemed like a great fit for us to really participate in the I've Decided to Ride. And it wasn't right up my alley. I think the last time I rode a bike, I was a kid.
Right.
And it was a single speed. I think it was a purple you know, banana seat or something like
and
that.
And you had the brake on the handle, right?
Yeah, you know.
Or on the pedal, I mean. Not on the handle. On the pedal. The brake on the pedal.
The brake on the pedal. I don't think I had any fancy, you know, other
neither.
Ones. Yeah.
My brake was on the pedal.
So, you know, we started off with, it seemed like close to 20. I think we ended up putting almost 20 kind of on the field, so to speak, at the event in July, I guess. And but we had people in Iowa, we had people in Missouri, and we had people here. And and Heather was a good coach, and she was kind of a drill instructor once in a while. But, you know, when you're starting off at, you know, 3 miles or 5 miles, you know, you kind of build up, because first time we rode 5 miles, we were like, whew, well, I'm a little tired, right? And then you get the right gear.
Padded shorts, for sure.
Yeah, you know, we became regular at, like, Little Aids right over
right.
in Pekin. So
we
that
appreciate
was,
Little Aids supporting
that was
us.
Nice. Michael's always taking good care of me when I've been back and back and back. And so we started the training and, you know, went through that whole process and build our endurance and build our speed and, you know, worked on the cemetery hill over there where, you know, about half the time I had to walk up, but I'm getting strong enough to climb it on my own now.
Out of about 3 tries, I think I made it once officially.
Yeah, so we had, I think we had 10 of our folks actually made it to 40 miles. 40 miles was a little harder than I thought it might have been.
It was a hot day, too.
It was super hot. It was like the hottest day of the year.
It was a hot day.
it really was. But, you know, we had some people really, you know, do something that they would never try on their own. For sure, they wouldn't try it. So we had them try something new, and they, with a little bit of training, they achieved something that they never thought they would. And even since then, since July, we've had something different. I call it like a century challenge. So every month I challenge everyone to either ride, run, walk, swim, whatever, 100 miles a month. So
whoa,
we've had a few people accomplish it. I've rode over 100 miles ever since we've done the challenge in July.
You have?
I have.
You're putting me to shame.
And actually, I've actually changed my own tire too, thanks to Heather. I was pretty proud of myself. My mechanical ability normally is like light bulb changing, but
you actually got to change your own. Isn't that awesome that you had that ability to do that? A program for beginners, for people who go, yeah, I don't think I could ride that far. That's okay. That's what this program is for. Or maybe you are getting out and you're riding 8 to 10 miles already through your neighborhood or down some safe streets, or you live near the trail and you're just ready to take it to the next level. This program is perfect for you. Tom, what about when we crossed the Bob Michael Bridge for the first time? Woo-woo! That was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then the bridge it's a little taller than it looks. And the first time we passed it, I think Heather said we were riding 20 miles. We actually rode 35 miles
yeah,
that
we
day.
Did. I was with you. Yes.
Mileage challenged, I think, just a little bit. But
you know
we made
so
it
funny?
Anyway.
I don't know how that happened.
This whole time, Heather was saying, well, we're going to go to Morton, you know, when we're going to build up and we're going to ride to Morton and back. And I never thought about the river, not once, until one day one of the ladies at Curve said, how are you going to get across the river? And I'm like, I don't know. And I ask Heather, remember Heather? I'm like, Heather, how are we going to get across that river? And you said, the Bob Michael Bridge. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think I'm going to be crossing that bridge. Being the drill sergeant that you are, you said, oh, yes, you will.
No, I was an encourager at that time.
I'm teasing. You were an encourager.
Yes. And there was a dedicated lane, so we did have safe passage across the Bob Michael Bridge, and it's a really nice view of the river that you never get.
It's actually a beautiful view, and there is a dedicated lane for runners or cyclists, and it's actually it's safer than it looks. It's fun, and it's not as scary as it looks once you get up and over. And after you cross it a couple of times, you feel like you're an expert at it. I felt like I took some friends across the Bob Michael Bridge. I'm like, hey, I know how to get there. I know how to cross it over. You know, we cross it and use the stoplights and all of the things that we have to do to get across. And so I felt kind of like I knew what I was doing after going through that program. So that felt really good. And, you know, I have some friends that are actually doing this program The Bursats, they're going to do this program, and they've been cycling already. They're up to 20 miles, but they want to do it because they want to learn the trail system. They want to go all the way to Morton, and they don't want to cross the bridge by themselves for the first time. They want to learn and be safe and do it as a group. So
that's great.
It is great. So if you are listening, to I've Decided Radio Show. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. And my guest today is our expert cycling coach, Heather Fitzenko with I've Decided to Ride. And Tom Trotter, who has participated in many of our I've Decided programs. But this last year, Hardee's, which he runs the Hardee's in the Tri-County area, was a sponsor of our ride and also had about 15 of his employees participate, including himself and his wife. And now, Tom, you're just telling me that you've been riding 100 miles a month since the training.
Yep.
And you started at 5 miles, literally.
Oh, yeah, 5 miles, and it was tough.
That's amazing. So from 5 miles to 100 miles in not even, I mean, obviously we started last May, so we're still a ways away from a year.
Sure, yeah, and we really enjoyed it. I mean, I'm a wannabe runner as well. I do that a little bit, but cycling is definitely more enjoyable for me. And then, you know, since we've done this, Lori and I have rode in Breckenridge, Colorado, and Wisconsin.
I saw the picture, and Lori said, "Without I've Decided to Ride, I would have never done this."
Yeah, it's really fun. We have a little bike rack for the back of our SUV, and we take them with us. And
well, maybe you guys should be trainers next year. You know, you never know. You could be some of our coaches and help out, because we're going to have so many people participating in this ride. We're going to need lots of extra help, right, Heather?
That's right.
And so maybe you are listening and you're like, I want to do that. I want to learn to ride in 2017. I'll put that on my wish list. Well, you can. I would say the first step for you today is to log in and get your tickets to the conference. Go to ivedecided.org. You have until November the 30th to get the early registration discount. The tickets are only $99. It includes lunch. It also includes 2 half-day conferences so that you can get plugged in April and then get recharged in August towards the end of the year as we kind of start losing our momentum throughout the year for our goals. We want to make sure you get plugged in and you get recharged. And that is an amazing deal. This is a fantastic Christmas present that you can buy your family, your friends, conference tickets. What better gift to give than motivation and encouragement for people to achieve success and reach their goals. So I hope that you will start there. You will get to meet Heather at the conference, talk to her about riding and the program and what it entails. And there might be a few little discounts if you come to the conference, and some lucky winner, you never know, might get their training included. And of course, Little Aids is one of our big sponsors as well for the ride, and they will be there on hand answering questions about bikes and providing discounts for our participants at the conference in order to purchase the bikes. So everything that you need to be successful in learning how to ride and taking advantage of these beautiful trails that we have in Central Illinois and doing something fun and outdoors is provided to you through I've Decided, and we are just overjoyed about that. So again, I've been talking to my guest, Heather Fitzenko, our cycling coach, and Tom Trotter. He runs all the Hardee's in Tri-County. And Tom, first of all, thank you so much for supporting I've Decided. First of all, I feel like you and Laurie have been amazing supporters of what we're doing with I've Decided and participating, coming to the conference, participating in the ride and supporting that. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And one of the things that we're trying to do this year is to get some of our local companies, our organizations that are larger like you guys that have a lot of employees and staff that they could really encourage to do like teams and participate in the ride. And I wanted to just ask you, what are some of the benefits that you feel like that you guys have seen from having your employees participate in a program like the I've Decided to Ride?
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having us. But I think, I think one of my favorite quotes is, people act how you treat them, and they follow who they trust. I don't know who made that up, but I picked it up. I've used it for quite some time.
Say that again.
People act how you treat them, and they follow who they trust.
Yeah, okay.
And one of our initiatives is to, really connect human being to human being. You know, when you're in a company any size, especially the bigger you get, you'd be kind of a name on a roster. And, so when you do these kind of initiatives, I think people really appreciate that you're investing in them. We include families, kids, so we really touch a lot of different people. And it's about keeping that momentum up, too. And, from a business standpoint, I mean, that's the most important thing is we have engaged people that are, like where they work, and they're producing good results. But I think, you have to keep it going. It's a journey. It's not a snapshot. It's a movie. So, next year we have a lot of other big things planned and trying to include more and more people. So that's kind of the direction that we try to take and do something different all the time.
And like you said, building those relationships. And I know Laurie said something about having your staff just step outside the work environment so that they could get to know each other on a little more personal level. Just kind of builds that camaraderie.
Sure. Yeah. I think part of it, it's kind of like I explain it as, it's kind of like, the mortar that holds the bricks in place, because, in business or your job, you're going to have bad days, you're going to have some bad weeks, you're going to have things that happen that people don't like. But if there's some kind of good foundation, something that holds things together, and I think when you focus on people as people, I think that makes the difference.
I 100% agree. And again, I just got to give kudos to you guys for all that you do in our community. I really, I go down to the Peoria Chiefs and I see Hardee's down there, and you guys have your, you throw out, and if they get a certain something, don't they get like free burgers?
Strikeout player of the game of the Peoria Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody gets a free burger, right? If that happens.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome, and that's local, and again, just what you guys do, and I think that's important. I think people, no matter whether it's going through a restaurant like Hardee's for lunch or breakfast, I think the community needs to know those businesses who give back, and I think people are more apt to support those businesses who give back. And I know we've had this conversation. You don't like to talk about it because you would give back no matter what. And I know that that's not why you do it. You do it, obviously, because you are a person who is a community-wide difference maker. You do want to give back and support others. But I just really want to toot your horn for you, since you would never do that. You and Laurie, Tom, would never, ever do that yourselves. But I know there are a lot of other people. I'm not the only one in this community that you support, and I'm sure the line could go out the door with other people that you support and businesses that would say the same thing, and your staff. I can't imagine. I know that I can tell you this much. We have our monthly meeting at one of your Hardee's in Peoria for our I've Decided. We have an A team that meets every month, and we meet in your over on Willow Knolls, you have like a meeting room, actually two meeting rooms. Some people may not know that. So we meet there, and your staff is just amazing. They recognize us when they come in. They're super nice. They serve us. They bring us our food. They clear it out. It's just really a cool experience for a fast food restaurant. You don't expect that kind of service when you go into a fast food. So that's awesome, right?
Yep. Yep, we try to do our best.
And you got the new location on University?
Yeah, our new location, we just opened up. I think we're finishing up our fifth week. It's right on the pad, right in front of Hobby Lobby, near Walmart there in University.
Yep, new stores, new things, all shiny and new. It's exciting. That's great. All right, well, if you are tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio, and that was Tom Trotter. He's my guest today from Hardee's. He runs all the Hardee's in the Tri-County area. And was just really sharing his story about participating in our I've Decided to Ride. and how that just benefited him and his wife, Laurie, and what they, you know, are doing now, riding in the Rocky Mountains and all kinds of fun stuff, and having his staff participate and the motivation that has happened through that. And of course, our guest, Heather Fitsenko, who's our cycling coach. And so what did we have, Heather, in that first year? We had about 25 participants, right?
I think that's right, yeah.
And so our goal this year is to double that. We want to have at least 50.
All right, sounds great. All right,
is that a good goal?
Sounds like a
good
goal.
I think you're listening right now, and maybe you're thinking, you know what? I don't know. I haven't ridden a bike since I was a kid. I'm afraid. It's scary. I really, really, really want you to take that leap of faith, because you will be pleasantly surprised. It is a great way to get in shape, isn't it, Heather?
It is a great way. It's good for a person of any age. It's low impact, and you can do it with your family. So
yes.
It's not something that you can only do with the guys, like golfing, not to bad talk anything, or baseball, where you have a baseball team. Your whole family can ride a bike.
And we have some of our participants who have done that, like the Brianna and Tom. They actually went on vacation to Florida, and their sons and them went on a bike ride. And Brianna was one of those ones in the beginning was like, I don't want to do this. My husband's making me do it, right?
Yeah.
And she ended up doing a fantastic job and just learning to ride and being able to go out with her husband and go for some joy rides, which is what her goal was. And so whatever your goal is, maybe you're just ready to, again, like I said, take it up a notch. If you're out riding 8 to 10 miles in your neighborhood and you want to learn the trail system, we have some beautiful, beautiful trail systems. You can get, you know, all the way out from Dunlap, Princeville. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Princeville to Morton. And we're going to teach you how to do that. And you can start at 3 to 5 miles like we do in our program. And then you gradually just build up. Over that 10-week time, we build up, and then you can choose on the ride day, which is Saturday, July 22nd at 7 a.m. in the morning from Donovan Park in Peoria, and you can choose 20, 30, or 40 miles if you've built up to that. And
again, talk about the teams, because I think that that's really where, not only from a corporate position, that it helps you build the mortar like Tom was talking about, but if you're trying to reach goals, to have an accountability partner or a buddy that's going to work on it with you and you can talk about it. I'm really excited about what you're asking this year as corporations to get teams together, and I think that that's really going to build up on the successes that they will be able to accomplish.
Because they'll hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
It'll be like, we got training today.
Yes.
We have to go. And you will be able to learn everything that you need to learn about this ride at the Motivational Conference. You have just a few days left to get registered so that you get that early registration discount of only $99. It is a perfect gift for Christmas for yourself and for your friends. Just please go to ivedecided.org. Get yourself registered, come to the conference. You'll get to learn about I've Decided to Ride and many, many other programs that we will have available to you if you have decided to get healthy. And of course, like Heather was saying, we are providing the team opportunity. You can do like Tom and Laurie did from Hardee's, take advantage of that. You'll get a discount if you have 5 or more participate on your corporate team. And we can answer those questions for you too. The training actually will start in May. May 17th is our actual first outdoor training. We'll have 2 inside classes the last Sunday of April and then the Sunday going into May. So that'll be the indoor training. But you can learn more about that at ivedecided.org as well. So Heather, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your just your love of writing. I mean, you're so passionate about it. And did you
Thank
have
you.
A final thought for anybody?
No, I'm just looking forward to 2017.
I know, us too. We're so excited. And Tom?
No, it's been a fun ride. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Thank you guys so much. Tom Trotter from Hardee's And thank you, listeners, for being with us for the last half hour. Thank you for tuning in to I've Decided Radio. And I will look forward to being with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?